Hi, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Enter the Light on Friday night. It's April 6, 2018, 5 p.m. Pacific here, where I am in Las Vegas. And it is with Shannon Johnson and myself, Jan Drake Bakke. Ryan is off tonight, so it'll just be the two of us. And we have a lineup already of callers, so that's very exciting. We're going to move right along. What I want to say is welcome, everybody, and welcome, April, and it's spring of 2018. So what I'm going to do is just read Shannon and my bios here to let you know what we're all about and give you a little description. Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years' experience working with her spirit team, helping access information to assist in life's journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist without interfering with free will contract, helping you become empowered. Please find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home. That's Lady A-S-T-R-A-L, 67.wix, W-I-X-S-I-T-E, .com/home. That's her website. She does amazing readings. She's an amazing medium and healer, as you will find out very soon. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a certified psychic intuitive medium sharing messages and the totem animals who guide you along your way, along with readings and working on missing persons and crime cases. Also, I work with poetry and lyrics, and I'm always working on songs, and my poems can be used for events and all kinds of things. So please contact me, and I also do readings at www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I do work on missing persons. That's a big part of my life as well. I belong to a private group at the Channeling Eric Mediums, and we're like a secret crime group, and that we work on all kinds of crime cases, not only missing persons, but just anything, and all over the world. And we work with the police and the FBI, so, and the client, of course. So that's been a big part of my time, and it's been wonderful. I work with wonderful mediums. They're amazing. So from then on, we just go into our theme, which is, Shannon named it. It's called Exploration of Spirit in Nature. And it's, you know, it's all about what's going on right now, which is spring and everything that's happening right now. So it's a really exciting time, and I'm just going to go ahead and let Shannon introduce herself and talk about this, and we'll keep going. Shannon? Hi.
Hi. Good evening, everybody, all our listeners. It's beautiful time of year, even though some areas are still buried in snow, and even where I am on the East Coast, we're still having a little bits of cold weather here and there, but everything's starting to wake up. Trees are starting to bloom. The birds are being more active. The bugs are coming out. You know, it's that rebirth of new season. And it's also one of those times that spirit gets really active, because nature is one of the easiest conduits for them to merge and connect with to bring messages to us. So when everything's coming alive and blooming, they get to interact with us a bit more with sending us lovely little messengers like dragonflies or cardinals. I've been seeing tons of cardinals in my backyard lately, you know. It's one of those times that everything is fresh, and we ourselves as humans, we kind of are coming out of that dormant shell too of the winter, and we're getting outside more and being more active. Everybody starts getting out of the house a little bit more. So spring and the orchestra of spring is so gorgeous. The other night I had the windows open, and I noticed throughout the day that it was like different choruses going on into the evening until it sounded like I had a full-blown orchestra outside between the beetles and the frogs and the trees and the with the breeze coming through now that they've got leaves on them again. And we have a lot of frogs where I live, so there was just this beautiful bass going on. And I was just like, see, these are the things I love about being human, about being on planet Earth, and having spirit interact with nature while I get to enjoy nature. So pay attention out there and start looking at all the different critters coming out and the little messages that spirit likes to send us when they're in their active play.
That's cool. I like the way you say that, Shannon. And nature's choir, I love that. And the orchestra, nature's orchestra.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I used to live in Vegas as well for quite a few years, and you get so used to the hum of the city. And I've lived in other large cities, too, over the years, and you get used to that hum that's going on. And we still see nature, but sometimes with all the busyness around, we don't get to enjoy the sounds of it as much as we would prefer. And now I live in the woods. I mean, in the woods.
Oh, wow. How nice. In the woods.
Yeah, when we left Vegas, my husband was like, I don't want a street light that's within 3 miles of the house.
Wow.
And we
I don't blame you.
Pretty much that way. But I've been noticing more and more, you know, it really is like a full-blown orchestra out there. And different areas, you'll notice different sounds in the harmony that it's making. And I've caught myself a few times.
Sorry.
I'm in North Carolina,
on
the border of North and South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, gosh.
We have lots of critters, but it's gorgeous. The more that you end up attuning yourself and listening, and you can really end up hearing all the different interactions, and even when they're responding back and forth to each other, it's so musical. It just blows me away because there's times that I'll be hearing, you know, one group of frogs and crickets and the cicadas going and everything like that. And then there'll be like a slow down in it and it comes down. And then from the other side of the yard, all of a sudden this other sound starts building up. And it's this other group responding to the first one.
Wow.
And they literally play an orchestra of music for us to be able to enjoy and listen to. And then I've noticed the more that I pay attention to that, the more active spirit gets with it too. So you end up finding that you're sitting there and you're listening, and then all of a sudden there's like this one frog that's deciding to be this very vocal and will even come out and make an appearance. And you're like, it kind of reminds me of the old Looney Tune with Michigan J. Frog. You know, are you going to stand up and dance for me? You know?
Oh, my gosh.
And he's just like comes out baritone, and you're like, wow. Nature is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a whole world. Oh, that's
it is
so neat
world.
That you get to experience that. You get to witness that.
Yeah. And the more active spirit gets with it because they know you're paying attention, you can end up finding all these other messengers making appearances and adding in their notes. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know you lived in this part of the woods. Ooh, yay.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And so do you have, there's no lights around, like, you know, is it dark outside? Do you have any, you know, any street lamps,
yeah.
lights or anything?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
No.
No street lights.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Not a single street light. The closest street light to where I live is almost 3 miles away.
Oh, my goodness.
Between 2.5 to 3 miles away from us.
Wow.
Yeah. So when it gets dark here, if the
mm-hmm.
moon isn't out, you better have a flashlight because you can't even see your hand in front of your face. It is dark.
Oh, my gosh. That is
yeah.
so intense. I mean, that is just, we, you know, so many of us do not live that way. We would not know how to even live that way unless, you know, unless you've experienced it. And that is really neat, though.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
I mean, you know how it is in Vegas, and we both lived out in Vegas for a long time. That's where my
yeah.
husband and I met.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it gets dark, but it's never quite dark.
Oh, no.
Vegas is the
no,
city of light, you know. It's beautiful,
yeah.
all these
yeah.
glorious colors and everything. And we
oh,
lived
yeah.
closer up to the Mount Charleston area, so we were out on as close northwest, you know, edge of town, which I understand
uh-huh.
now is completely blown up. But, you know, even on the outskirts of town, the sky was always aglow.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we had the coyotes come in from the mountains and things like that, but
mm-hmm.
the city was always aglow. And so you don't
oh,
quite
it is.
Get
yeah.
that same depth, and it's a busy, 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 you know, 24-hour town.
Right.
And then when you're immersed into an element like this, and we sought this out because we needed it,
mm-hmm.
Especially
yeah.
me for my health. My health was getting
mm-hmm.
very, very bad. So we literally rolled dice about where we were moving to and made the leap with no jobs, no nothing. Let's just do it. Spirit said, go to the Carolinas. We said, okay, let's pick a spot.
Oh, my gosh. Of all... That is, I mean,
yeah,
had you
did.
Ever lived there before? Had you ever lived there before?
I lived in South Carolina for 4 years of high school.
Okay.
I'm actually from Connecticut.
Oh.
I've lived cross country. I've been cross country 5 times. I always just move places.
Wow.
Somebody says, hey, you want to go live here? Okay, let's go. Pack the bags. Let's move.
That's nice
yeah.
that you can be
my
that
daughters
way,
are from yeah. California.
Uh-huh.
So it's very much a mix. Every region
yeah.
has got a very eclectic musical mix of nature.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You know, we still have nature here. I mean, in my backyard.
Yes, you do.
Every day I get up, you know, and you go outside and we have trees in the backyard, trees in the front yard, and there's tons of hummingbirds, and we get bat season. Bats come around during a certain time that's in the summer too. And,
yes.
but I love the, and I love bats, and, but I love seeing the hummingbirds, and then we get lots of flying, like moths and big, huge wasps and butterflies and dragonflies, and they and around dusk they're all out together and they're flying through the air, and I get a lot of them in the backyard just wisping, woom woom woom. It's neat. That's what I love to see. But
yeah.
and we get lots of birds that chirp, and they go back and forth, they sing and chirp to each other, and that's really cool. So fortunately, I'm really glad that we at least have that, but mostly, you're right, there's a lot of a hum going on, lots of cars. But it's funny how nature will, if you have it around you, no matter where you are, they come alive and they're there, you know? And so
yeah,
we have our own
and
little
dull down that other noise.
Yes.
And bring that level down so that they start to come out louder up above it. And
right.
It's gorgeous when you start really paying attention, when you can hear the flap of the wings or the wind comes by and you just catch all these musical notes. And that's something, you know, we take nature for granted. We take the, and I know a lot of us, myself included, are like, oh, bugs, really? It's summertime, it's springtime, here come the bugs, you know, and you're like, I like some bugs, not all bugs.
Right.
But when you really listen, when you instead take that visual part and the annoyance that it can be and look at, pay attention to the other side of it, a lot of them make some really incredible sounds and harmonies, and you can hear them talking from, you know, miles away to one another. It's amazing.
That is a miracle.
When you really just close your eyes and listen, because that's when we can really start to differentiate, you know, oh, it's coming from, that one's coming from this direction, and oh, those ones are coming from over here behind me, and they're responding to each other, and we're privileged to get to hear it.
Oh, we are. That's
the
truth.
And be a part of it.
Yeah.
And the more that I've noticed, the more that we start working with that energy, spirit man, they're like, oh, she's paying attention. Yeah, she's paying attention. Okay, who can I use that's close by? Oh, there's a crow. That's a perfect message. Yeah, I'm going to merge with the crow and come and bring it in. And hopefully she didn't have her blinders on today. Oh, there it is. And you're like, wow, I saw the most incredible crow today. And it just sat there and looked at me. And you're like, I know it shouldn't have been there. Oh. And then you pay attention to the message that it's of its appearance. And it's like, I know who sent that to me. You know,
right.
Or, oh, that was the message I needed to hear. Perfect. So,
well, isn't that neat? I love that. Yeah, the
it.
Animals, and they do. They have. There's so many messages in that orchestra out there, outside. Tons of messages for us.
Yeah.
So I, on that note, we have such a big lineup here. I just want to move along, and I don't mean to stop you, but there's more than I can't even imagine right now. So I'm just going to. It is a good thing, but I'm a little bit surprised. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. I just want to. I hope we get to you all. Please be patient, and we will really try to. I'm just going to share my poem, and then we'll be off to taking calls to caller land. And so this one is just goes right along with all the animals and stuff, and it's called For Spring, For Spring April. It's on my Facebook page, too. Butterflies in the air, swirling higher and higher, turning into doves that dance in a pair. Clouds making pictures in the sky are the background for the performers who fly. The sun shines its rays throughout the air as the wind breezes echoes of subtle melodies so fair. In our midst, we can see hummingbirds fluttering their wings by the score. It's another world walking outside, so many wondrous creatures in the outdoor. Up, up, and away do they glide while we stare. Spiral, loops, and lines, it's nature's art that has its own flair. And there you go. And
oh, beautiful.
Thank you. And I think that's the that's the only one I'm going to read. And I think I'll just go on and get started. Are you ready, Shannon, for the first caller? Okay, and thank you for sharing all that. It was so beautiful. I was just picturing it all and starting to get smells while you were talking too. It was really cool. So let me pick the one that's been waiting. I usually go in order. So let's see. It's 412. Here we go. Hi, 412. How are you?
Okay. Thank you for asking. How are you, girls?
Good. Doing very well. And what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, my name is Shay, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Did you say Sharon?
No, Shay, S-H-A, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great.
You're welcome.
Wow. And so do you have a question?
Yes. I was wondering what you girls saw for me romantically coming up, say, in the next 6 months.
Oh, neat. Shannon, should I just go ahead? Because I see an animal right away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Shay, I'm seeing a little, it's almost like a red robin on a bird,
okay.
on a tree limb. So that's what I'm seeing. And let me see if they have that in here. Yes, they do. Let's see. I haven't seen one of those in quite a long time, so that's kind of neat.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so when the robin shows up, it's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant, and to plant the seeds for new by setting your goals and intentions for the coming year. Let go of your attachment to drama and allow as much joy and laughter into your life as you possibly can. And your spiritual path is steady and slow with challenges along the way, yet it inevitably leads to your achieving your spiritual ideals. You have a beautiful song inside of you, so do whatever it takes to share it to the world. Expect a new growth in a number of areas in your life. Make a wish and be patient and watch how it comes true. Oh, how neat.
Oh, great.
And, yes. It also says right here, you have a past life connection to Christ, whether you're a Christian or not. You are on
yes.
a divine mission in life. Is that true, too?
Oh, it's also my son's name. My 16-month-old's name is Christian as well.
Oh, really? How neat.
Uh-huh.
And it also says that... While your assignment on Earth on the planet is to the best of your ability to express the will of God in all you do and all you say, and it just really talks about being a spiritual person, a spiritual seeker, and a spiritual being, and you continue to evolve, and you are a happy person, often singing or whistling. So that is that's the message from the robin, and that's immediately what I saw for you. Gosh, and I'm still seeing it. So I'm just going to leave you with that and let Shannon give you more. Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Hi. So you were asking about romance in the next 6 months, and it was kind of funny because all of a sudden I started seeing, like, all these men lining up. And I was hearing lots of flirtations coming your way. Most of these feel more like fun dating. Yeah, the first ones all feel more like that flirtation, fun kind of dating, get to know you a little bit. And I'm hearing this is to help you to how do I word that? Sometimes the visual doesn't quite have good words to go with it. But they're showing me empowerment inside, internal, getting to be more grounded in yourself as a partner before the next more settled relationship aligns. So they're saying to dabble in play. Self is first for building the confidence as well as building the better boundaries on what relationship, how you want the next relationship to harmonize. And it looks like it's going to be a little further than 6 months for that one. And they're like, don't focus
okay.
on the time frame, because they're definitely being very strong about this is a really important time for you in having some joy and some fun with people that you're interested in. And it feels like this other relationship comes a little further down the year.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be pursuing you.
Now, is somebody new or is it somebody from my past?
This feels new. I'm hearing new.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's cute because they do give me the picture of, like, blushing, you know, like that very making you blush because you're just kind of like, I don't know what you're doing here. Why are you chasing me? And they're like, because you deserve it. That's Spirit's message with it. All these dalliances and these flirtations are for you to feel more empowered in yourself as a woman and as a partner. You have a lot to offer, but you also need someone that can balance that with you. And they're like, this one, when he pops up, you're just going to be like, oh my goodness, can I, should I say yes or no? Like, go with it. He's going to make you blush. He'll make you feel good. And you can take all the time you need. But he'll be the pursuer, and that's going to be very good for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you both for all your time this
evening.
You're
welcome.
Good night.
Thank you, Shay. And Shay, please be welcome to call back in, okay, and let us know what goes on.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go right into 256. 256, hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Doing fine. How are you?
Great, great.
Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, nice. So do you have something for us?
Yes, I'd like to talk about career or maybe what I should do with writing, either or, whatever pops up.
Career or writing? Career-wise, there's a few little bumps in the road that are coming along, and I'm hearing that that's okay. Don't let it get to you and stress you out. These are going to be different situations that are going to help you in the long run when changes start happening with a different shift in career, because it looks like you're going to be changing employment. And the writing part, I'm hearing you're supposed to keep at that, because that is something that's going to be, it feels more like you begin with self-publishing and then move, get picked up by a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
But they are being adamant about saying that the writing, when you're doing your writing, don't focus on those aspects of it. You need to be focusing on the joy that it brings you and the expression that it allows you when you tell your stories, when you write and you're telling your stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part. If you start focusing on the outcome, the income, the, you know, the business aspect of it, they said it kind of puts a lid on top of your creativity because there's too much pressure there. And it takes away part of the joy of it. So they're saying be really focused on how you feel with your writing and allowing that creativity to really blossom and bloom. Because they do show eventually your career is going to kind of merge with it.
Okay.
But that's down the road. So they're
okay.
Like right now, the changes in career, the work to pay the bills, like it's not so much what she's meant to do, it pays the bills. Is that
okay.
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like allow yeah. that to be that. It's okay.
Okay.
Because your joy and expression is being in the creative process. And so by not having work that's overstressing you out and overworking your brain, it gives you time for your creative process. And that's more
okay.
important. Some of these hills and valleys at the career right now are going to just be valuable tools you will use down the road when career and writing start to merge together. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. I'll hand you over to Jan if she had an
That's
animal
excellent.
Or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. That is so neat. So, Kimberly, I was seeing a dragonfly. It's a green dragonfly. But the first thing I saw were red poppies in a field that just kind of showed up there. It was really pretty. And then all of a sudden, this green dragonfly came around. So let's see here. What dragonfly can add to this situation? Dragonfly is also about change and transformation. And it's also about any kind of deceit or illusions that could be clouding a certain current situation or relationship. So you know, be on the lookout for that. And it's a time when magic and mystery of life is reawakening in you. Also,
mm-hmm.
You may be a little, does that make sense too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And also it talks about maybe being too rational at this time and needing to tap into deeper emotions, you know, and also maybe going out and having fun too and recharging your psychic energy. And it is definitely part of change. It's the same as a butterfly as far as change and transformation. So you're probably going through a lot of stuff right now, you know, but just relax and try to enjoy this, especially the springtime right now, because actually, well, spring is change and transformation. So we are in that right now. So anyway, yeah, just try to free up your energy and a creative self and enjoy yourself and do things that are fun.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave you with that. And I think a career in writing is awesome. I do so much writing myself. And so good luck to you. I think that's awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. And call us back when you want to, and let us know how you do. Okay, Shannon, are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Moving right along. Okay, this is 330. Hi, 330, how are you?
Hi, this is Kim from Ohio.
Oh, great. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. My birthday's next week. So, do you see love or money or anything great happening soon?
Love or money?
Sure.
Oh, let's see.
What period are we in? Aries?
Huh?
Yes.
I was trying to Aries, right? I was like going, where am I in the calendar? Aries, the I am of the astrological signs. Yes. Oh, I love it. Happy birthday, Kim. A little early, but we're going to give it to you anyway.
Thank you.
Love birthday times, because birthdays start our own personal New Year's. If we ever notice that kind of that last quarter leading into our birthday, we kind of feel like we're in the drudges and going, everything that could happen is happening. And then the birthday comes around and it's like, whoa, what just cleared the way? Whew. But it is. It's a really a wonderful time of the rebirth of the new year for the self. And being Aries, you're very much a go-getter. You know what you want. Sometimes it always doesn't happen exactly when you're wanting it. But there is a good balance that comes into play for Aries. And for you, Kim, what I'm hearing is that the next year or so is going to be a lot of changes and transformations, good ones, okay? Career, they're like, well, there's a few things lining up, but it's going to take a couple months to come to fruition. So they're saying pace yourself. Give yourself time to search for what feels good, not for just what is going to get by, if that makes sense to you. Because you've had enough of those. Those jobs that are just kind of like, I really don't want to go in there, but I got to pay the bills and they're getting me by. This next adventure, there's a job aligning for you that is actually going to feel really good this year. And it's going to spark that creativity going on. It's also going to allow your dominant side, the dominant part of your personality, to finally have its expression and appreciation. Does that make sense for you?
Okay, so I'm leaving my job? I was.
There's going to be an opportunity.
Okay.
A few months down the road, yeah. That's why they're like, you know, it's not something you're going to have to push for. It's going to be something like, you know, I'm looking, but I'm not actively, like, pounding the pavement. But you're watching for opportunities, and there's going to be one aligning for you a little later in this year. Feels like it is during the summertime that you're going to be like, I should probably apply for that. That looks interesting. And they're saying, go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Romance and those kinds of things, there are going to be some dalliances, is what I'm hearing. And that's always fun because it's a time of play. But they're like, really, the point for you this year is really self-love, self-development, self-empowerment. Those are your key phrases for this year. And remembering the I am of your Aries heart. Okay?
Anything leading to anything permanent?
Mm. right now, from what they're showing me, as far as the closest timeline this year, is kind of on that part. You have the potential, okay, let's put it this way. You do have the potential of one of those becoming that. But at the moment, it feels like it would be more lessons than enjoyment.
Okay.
Okay. If you go ahead and approach these, and I'm using this old-fashioned word, dalliances, as fun, and, you know, that's all it is because your focus is on you, that it's going to end up helping a new transition when you move into next year where there is a much better opportunity of a stronger romance with a better partner match than if you tried to force one of these to become it.
Okay.
Okay? So have some fun. Get dressed up. Go out with the girls. Flirt. Have a good time.
Here we go. All right. Thanks, Shannon. So, Kim, I found a few animals for you. And the first one, it's just funny because the last, you know, our last caller had dragonfly. Well, you have butterfly. So, and it was a real big one. It was kind of brown with brown shades, you know, not too yellowish, but brownish. It was really very pretty. And so anyway, it says lighten up and stop taking everything so seriously and get ready for a big change where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way is being emerged. And it's time to make changes that you've been considering. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through the transitions. And you can say, this too shall pass. It also represents color, butterfly. So start expressing yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. And that's always fun. And it makes you feel lighter, I think, you know, at least, well, for me it does. And I like colorful stuff anyway. And so, and also it's a time for change and letting go of the self-imposed cocoon. So you're going through a transition and career change, and so that's what it's all representing. And if you want more romance in your relationship, butterfly is there to inspire you to get that. So this is a perfect animal for you, for both, because it's touching on both things that Shannon has talked about. But you also just need to relax and go with the flow and in everything that you do. You know what I mean? And just let things happen. And I'm always trying to do that, too. It's sort of hard. I have a hard time letting go of stuff sometimes. But do whatever you need to do for that, you know. And you don't do well in harsh or toxic environments, and so it's nice to be around clean air and water. I don't know if you feel that way, but it's just a nice suggestion to get out in the clean air and to be by water. So that is what I got for you with the butterfly. And then I also saw the turtle. Did that resonate, any of that, with the butterfly so far?
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I also saw a big land turtle, too. And the turtle was not in water. It was on land. It says it's a very creative, fertile time for you. And also take time to nurture yourself. And it says also you've been going too fast for too long. So slow down and pace yourself. And get out there and have some fun. I agree with Shannon. And turtle represents being an old soul and a connection to the ancient worlds and understanding and having compassion for the earth and all of its inhabitants. So it's a very deep, deep type of animal, the message. And it's all about nurturing others and having compassion as well. But it's also about not taking the whole world on your back either, and letting things go, and just trying to release and let things go, and slow down and not work so hard, and just give yourself a break and a pat on the back. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I hope that helps too. And we'd love to hear back from you to see how you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we just keep adding people on as we go. So here we go to 860. Hi, 860, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh my gosh.
Have you called before? You have the last numbers of my where I grew up, 2819. Did you call last?
Yes. Yeah, Laura from Connecticut.
Okay. All right. How are you, Laura?
I'm doing good. I actually don't have a question. I'm just listening to the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could just skip me. I just want to listen.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. That's fine. Sure.
Welcome back, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it.
Good. Okay, so I'm just going to put you on mute then. And
okay,
if, and yeah, okay, let's see. Where is it? I want to make sure yes, okay, I'm going to put you on mute. All right, so let's go to 816. Here we go. 816, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. My name's
Hi.
Dawn from Missouri.
Dawn from where?
Missouri.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Hi, yeah.
And
I'm curious go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead with a question or whatever you want to talk about.
Sure. I was just curious about the direction of my career as it stands.
Have you been considering changing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're bringing up change.
Mm-hmm.
That it's coming time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming time for you to make that change. There's already been several signs coming to you about that, but I'm hearing you've been hesitating about it a little bit because it is a little scary. This has been pretty consistent. But I am hearing this. The change is ready for you, and you are ready for it.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So start putting those feelers out.
Yeah, good to know. 18 years in the same business, so.
Wow.
Hot on. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's been there a long time. She's ready for some new excitement. And you have a lot to offer. You have a lot to offer. And so they're definitely behind you saying, yes, it's time to make this transition and start manifesting that new location of what you're desiring to get into that's different from what you've been in for so long. Because this one really isn't bringing anything new.
Okay. Good.
But
good
the tools
know.
That you have are very important and very valuable, and they want you not to downplay your value. Do you have a habit of downplaying your value?
Pretty hard on myself.
Okay. That's why I'm bringing those up. I'm like, yeah, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You are very, very valuable to any employer or any business that you come into. You have years of experience, but you also have more knowledge than you give yourself credit for. And it's time for
you
to step into that power of who you are. Okay?
Good. Yes. Thank you.
Good stuff coming up.
Sure.
It's going to be a little bit of a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
But Spirit wants you to know they are with you and supporting you in this, and it's okay to jump.
Okay. Good.
Okay?
Good. Thank you.
All right, Dawn. Was there anything else I could help you with before I hand you off to Jan?
Nope. That's perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Have fun with it. This is exciting for you. I'm happy. Woo! Because they're all doing like a little happy dance over there. I'm seeing like the little Snoopy dance going on.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I love it.
Uh-huh. We're getting here to getting some changes.
Oh, I love it.
I can't believe you said that, Shannon.
Shannon, I can't believe you said that. Snoopy dance, because the very first thing I see is a dog with glasses, red glasses. And that's what I saw as soon as she started talking. Dawn, I see this dog with red glasses, and that's cute.
Aww.
That's neat confirmation that Shannon said that. It's funny too. So anyway, so yeah, I'm seeing the dog, and so it does have red glasses on. It's kind of different. So it's no surprise that...
so cute, though.
dogs have a keen sense of smell and hearing, and they can alert us for so many different things. They're very intelligent and very caring, and they teach cooperation. And, of course, they are very, very devoted. Very devoted, and they're good at sensing and healing emotional wounds, and offer compassion and love, and they're very unconditional in as far as love goes. They're so good natured, and dog reminds us to treat ourselves well though, and with honesty and affection.
Yeah,
and they teach that. Kind words and actions speak loudest, endearing and delighting. Dogs inspire us to see our goodness by viewing ourselves through the canine eyes. And dogs are just they're very gentle, wise, and true. And by loving dogs, we learn to love ourselves, and so we begin to heal. So anyway, that's
I love
that's
it.
The dog. Yes, it's a good one, I think.
And, of course, it had to be weird because I'm kind of weird, so I love that. So
that's great. Good. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just, call us back if you want to and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, yes. Okay, then. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Let's see here. Okay, Shannon, are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Here we go, and it's 860. Hi, 860. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
We got Laura back.
Oh,
no,
is that
Laura
again?
No.
Oh.
And I found a person in Connecticut.
Who is it?
You got a person from Connecticut. This is Amala.
Amala, okay.
Ah, okay.
Wow.
We're all right, Amala, really, really.
How are you?
Good.
good. So basically my question is about spring. It's spring, kind of, sort of. It snowed today, but but I was just wondering in the next couple of months what you might be seeing, maybe now through June or something, socially, relationships, partnership. What do you guys see for that?
Social and relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first thing I'm hearing is that there's some new friends coming in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're both men and women friendships coming in.
Okay.
And this is good because it's going to bring in some new energy for you. Because some of your, I'm being told, some of your friends, maybe little long-term friends, haven't quite made or had the experiences you have. And so
That's
you
right.
tend to get drained on a lot to support
yeah.
their needs.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're always getting that pull, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to bend backwards if you keep pulling me back into this hole that you're not willing to get out of. You give them advice and they totally blow it off.
Exactly.
They go completely
exactly.
the opposite direction.
Yep. Yep, you're so right on, Shannon. You're right on.
So, yeah, so there's some new friendships coming in this year for you that are going to be really good. It feels like some of these people are going to be a little older than you.
Okay.
Some may be similar in age, but they're really presenting it like the calendar year age is older than the rest of them.
Sure.
Yes.
No,
like they might be 35, but their energy and the way they talk to you and everything, they're like 25, you know, and you're
yes.
like, God, how can you bring so much fun?
Yes.
But they're also not going to be that draining on you because it's going to be much more where you're able to rebound ideas with each other and go
awesome.
Out and have fun with each other without mm-hmm. having all these extra mm-hmm. tentacles latching on.
Yeah,
this is going to give you some freedom, as well as it's going to introduce you to more people that you're aligned with. And
okay.
once this starts beginning, mm-hmm. it's going to be like a train roll starting to
right.
gain momentum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the train's rolling, that's when there's a couple potential relationships coming into play.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, like, you see this in the next couple of months, though? Like, the train moving?
It feels like the next couple of months is how the train is going to actually get started.
Get started, got
some
it.
Some of these new connections, yeah. these new friendships. And then as you're getting more social with them and getting into more of the different social circles than you have been, it feels like the relationship part comes in later this year. It might be early next year. But you're going to be
okay.
so busy and having so many other mm-hmm. things going on that it's going to be like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
wow,
okay.
I've been having a good time here.
Wow.
And then, oh, here you are. Oh, hi, nice to meet you. But it does feel like these potential relationships are introduced through these new social circles.
Right. Right. And so when, Shannon, do you feel like that's happening like April, like now, like starting to, because there are things that I'm going
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It does feel like some of these friendships start here in the spring.
Okay.
And that's how things start
cool.
to kind of move along. And then like summertime, things start to pick up a little bit more and you're
okay.
getting out more into different groups. With these new friends and making some other connections, and that's when they're like, yeah, that's when the train starts rolling.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fun stuff. Because it shows like there's several big, I want to say they're more like large event type of social get-togethers.
Yes. Yes. That makes sense because there's a couple of outdoor festivals that are happening. There's a yoga festival that I've never been to. It's about an hour south of me in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And then there's a, that's in July, but before that in June, there's another festival. So I'm just, like kind of dipping my feet into different waters just to see what happens. And because I know I'm interested in the schedule and the what they're offering. So I know I'm going to have a good time either way.
But, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, definitely allow your personality to shine.
Yes.
At these things. Absolutely. Because you're not afraid to talk to strangers.
No, I'm not. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah.
That's a very good asset to have. And it's really going to bring out that allow people to see you and not just the facade.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what's so interesting. You just said that with the facade thing, because I'm the exact, I don't put on a facade and I see the people because I've done the work. So I can see through people's facades and I know the difference. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
So. Yeah. And you're going to notice the ones that aren't hiding behind what they think they should be.
Exactly. I already see it now. And I trust myself. I think that's what gotten me into air quotes trouble the last year. That was my lesson, is to trust myself versus trust these other people and what they're projecting out towards me. I trust what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
The intuition. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, you're going to have so much fun. What part of Connecticut are you in?
I'm in Northwestern, so that means I'm half an hour west of Hartford, and it's basically ski country. So
A
lot of ski. Yeah.
Okay. I'm from Connecticut, is why I asked.
You are. Where are you?
East Killingly.
Oh, okay. Is that off of
That's
Route 9?
Like off Route 101. By Danielson and Putnam and...
Got it. Okay, because I went to UConn. Okay, so I know where that... Okay, you're on the east side, on the west side.
My mother is born and raised in Hartford, but I was born in Putnam because that was the closest hospital. You know, East Killingly, it pretty much is a blip on Highway 101 for the truckers to drive through to go to Rhode Island.
Got it. Right. Right. I'm in Canton.
Whenever I say it, people are like, huh? Where? Huh? Only somebody from Connecticut would know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, even my town, Canton, people are like, Canton. Mm-hmm. But then when you say Avon, people know where Avon is. So I'm right next door to Avon. Yeah. So that's where
I am. Awesome area. And there's a lot going on in there. Because you've got a nice region to be able to explore and travel out to. So good
That's
stuff
true.
Coming up for you, Amala.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited for new beginnings and newness. So, yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful. I'll hand you off to Jan and see what kind of animal she's got for you tonight.
Thanks, Shannon. Hi, Jan.
That's just excellent, Shannon. Hi, Emma.
Yep.
Hi.
So what I saw was a lamb. I kept seeing a face of a lamb for you.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm, I just lost the page. Ooh. Oh, dear. I just lost everything. But I'm still on. Oh no, you guys! I'm gonna have to log out for a minute and then come back in because my computer just lost the whole gig, and I can't see the thing. So I'll be back in like a minute, and
okay.
I'll come back with the land. So I'll see you in a few. Well, actually, I'll still be here. I think I'm on the phone still. I just can't see the room. So, yeah, I'm still on the phone. Okay, that's cool. I just have to go in. Sorry.
So funny.
This has happened a few this has happened a few times, and I don't – it's always a little – it's not
that's
scary,
when we get
but,
so
know,
much spirit involved, it gets all crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was
okay.
doing a,
so
teaching class online on Facebook on Wednesday, and I had a lot of spirit around, and I'm talking and going, and next thing I know, the end video button was clicked by someone other than me. And I'm looking at a black screen and went, oh, well, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. I tried 3 times. I came back on, and then they would hit the end video button on me again, and there I was. And I was like, are you serious, you guys? And my cats are, like, surrounding the computer, just like, uh-huh. Mom, are you paying attention to what's going on here? Like, oh, man. Yeah.
Well, Mars is also in retrograde. So I don't doubt any of this crazy glitches, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nutty. It's pretty nutty.
Okay, I finally got it.
Woo-hoo.
So, okay, the lamb, but they go into the sheep spirit. And
okay.
So it's like sheep spirit animals represent an innocent aspect of yourself, your childhood, childlike qualities characterized by innocence and gentleness, vulnerability, and
yep,
and that and the positive meaning for vulnerability is self-acceptance and ability to respect your own limits. And then of course it shows the negative aspects, which would be a vulnerability that could turn into powerlessness. And but a common meaning for the sheep totem is part of yourself that tends to conform to social norms or family values. And it symbolizes the vulnerable part of you that is associated with positive or negative meanings depending on the overall feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It okay. has a strong bond to innocence and childlike qualities and situations and stuff that you have felt and gentleness. So basically,
yeah.
And then other, it also has, let's see, it helps you take charge of your health also. And restoring the power of your chakras. So that's kind of neat. Working with the energy.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. And then also getting in touch with your softer self. And when the lamb shows up in your life, it means that you can symbolize a desire to conform or to belong to a group or environment. And it can be an expression of the part of you that desires to be blending in more with people. It sort of blends in and
yeah.
to be part of a crowd, to kind of be part of a crowd. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really a neat animal. Gosh. It's really, really a very beautiful message here.
It is, and it just reminds me of, I do a lot of yoga, and in the last month especially, I've been releasing so much, and, you know, it never ends, but it's been very powerful. I've been having some lucid dreaming and very powerful stuff. When I wake up, I feel like I've lost 25 pounds emotionally.
Really?
I'm really cleansing. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I've gone through a lot of trauma myself. And I think this yoga business just really just, I've been in it for 5 years and you don't even realize, at least I don't, how much I was carrying emotionally. So emotional suitcases.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it took a long time. My body was like honestly like a surfboard.
was so hard, and it was definitely, it was so not movable. I was so stiff, and now
wow.
it's really different. Yeah, really.
And
really.
Do you feel like the yoga has really helped you a lot too?
Absolutely, because you're also working on each of the chakras too,
mm-hmm.
whether you,
right.
You know,
that's right.
consciously are doing it or not. I mean, I feel like I did two yoga classes today, and like my root chakra was opening in each pose, and I could feel every single chakra opening as we're doing the poses,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's really amazing
mm-hmm.
how much I've become
mm-hmm.
more aware and mindfulness and meditation and all that stuff has really opened me up for sure.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
That's so neat. I love hearing about this. And also, you say that you've been releasing a lot in your dreams, and and your body's been pretty stiff, and now it's by releasing a lot of your emotions and doing yoga that's helped your body and your mind, right?
Absolutely. My yoga teacher today, she hasn't had I haven't taken her class in a long time, and she goes,
mm-hmm.
"Oh my gosh, you are so flexible." And it's interesting because I was not, because I actually, there's something called hyperextending. I could put,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could have straight knees and just put my hands on the floor, and it actually can hurt your body. So I actually have to use blocks intentionally so that I won't hyperextend. Yeah, it's really, you got to be mindful of that. It's opened me up like a butterfly in spring. I just am so open in my heart, all of that, my third eye, my crown, everything. It's just open, open. Yeah. So.
That is awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing all that. That's really nice to hear all that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Blue, Shannon and Dan. Thank you.
Definitely.
I appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you, too. Please be welcome to call back,
okay? Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was great. Shannon, your readings are so amazing. They're so right on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really only have a few more because three people dropped. I think they had to wait too long. I'm sorry. But we can just... go ahead and go to, let's see, oh, wait a second. Actually, yes, okay, we're going to go to 305. Hi, 305, are you there?
Yes, I am. As soon as
heard
your voice, it just picked me up. This is Diana. Hi.
Good.
As soon as I heard your voice, I said, oh, this sounds good. It's you. So I was just listening to all the conversations, especially the last one, because you, as a flyer or a dancer, could definitely identify with that.
Oh, really? Neat. Yes.
Can't
you?
Can you not?
Dance? What's that?
I'm talking to Dan, and I may have made a mistake.
This is Dan.
Okay.
No, this is Jan. I'm
said,
a dancer. You're right.
I know. And since you're a dancer, I was thinking that what Amla was saying really, you know, helped because you're used to stretching and aligning all the time. And if you stop, the alignment goes out really quickly for someone who is so trained.
Yes, yes. And for me... I have stopped for quite a long time. I used to, after I retired as a dancer, I took class regularly, and I had to stop because I got sick, and I'm still battling body problems, and everything in my body is very stiff. It is very stiff. So I did start yoga, and I had to stop going to the class. I could only go a few times because I loved it so much. My friend Nikki taught the class. She still does. But anyway, I do it at home now, and I go very slowly and try to open up those chakras that she was talking about and try to get the flexibility and just get, movement and energy. But you're absolutely right. Once you stop the flow of that, and you don't work it or use it, it will tighten up and so
quicker than
yeah,
someone else because you are so flexible. And the muscles were under very, you know, good control, and then we stopped. And again, I tend to think that we store emotions in our muscles.
Oh, definitely. We do.
And,
yep.
And then whenever a break or something occurs, the muscle starts being not paralyzed, but almost, because we're not putting it to work. I hurt myself back in 85. For 5 years, the tailbone was really bad. So I couldn't even, you know, hardly lift the leg as a dancer would or as a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Then you become afraid because you think, oh, it's going to hurt. So you stop doing it. But what I think I would like to do now, since I feel less strong, is to do Tai Chi with an instructor from, you know, the Orient. Because I think that would probably help anyone in a more measured, limited way,
I completely agree with you. Tai Chi is so wonderful. I did it in high school and a little bit in college, too, and it was such a neat, such a beautiful form of meditation, of like a physical meditation. And yes, I think that would be really neat if you did that. I should do it too. I should do it.
I think we both should.
Because we both should.
You know, you were talking about when I tuned in. You were talking about the butterfly, and then the turtle. And I'm moving like a turtle, but to get to the butterfly, it's like a very soft movement. You know, it's not like jerky or fast. It's not like rock or, you know, fast music or sung music. It's just more flowing. And gosh, I think if you were any closer to me on the other coast, I would take a class with you just to loosen up.
For sure.
That would be neat.
That would be great. I wish you were here so you could come take the class with me at yoga too, or Tai Chi.
But I think you could be an instructor, even if it is in a limited fashion. You know, even if it is a limited time, you could teach someone. And I don't mean those, I forget what you call them, those leg things when you do the leg up high fast. No, you know, that's stressful. A flowing thing. I hope you become a teacher of Tai Chi, so whenever I get out to the West Coast, I'll take a few lessons from you.
That would be great. I've never thought about being a Tai Chi teacher. I've taught dance before and aerobics, and I love yoga, but I tell you the truth, I would never be able to teach that because it's too hard on me. I can't even do it, barely. But Tai Chi might be something to work on. And teaching is a neat thing.
The Tai Chi for me would be important because it balances you. When the body is not in good health, the chakras keep going out. And even if somebody gets your chakras lined up, they go out right away again. So Tai Chi would give the flow without having to risk a movement that one is unsure of.
Well, I think you're just an angelic messenger coming on our show to let us know about this. And thank you for sharing all that. You sound like Petey to me. And
yes, it is. It is, definitely.
It is Petey. I knew it was Petey.
Yeah, I sent you a message,
you
know, saying
the butterfly. I didn't see it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, because it's in the middle of the show. But it was just beautiful what you were saying to, I think it was the first of those three callers. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I said, oh, my God, that's Jan's voice, I'm so happy I tuned in, because it's been a tough day. It's been a tough day.
Sorry.
And it's been a tough day, because when one faces reality, it's a structure. Life is a structure, the way we're living it. We're not the deer that are running in the forest and don't care where they're going to be tomorrow. You know, we live a different life. So sometimes that is, you know, difficult. And I can't wait to be able to see the mountains, you know, to feel like a deer, because I feel that if you feel like a creature that is loose, your body becomes looser slowly, softly, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, so, definitely.
Any trips or, you know, views or vistas in my future, Shannon?
Oh, I was also going to mention to you both to look into Qigong. Qigong is very similar to Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different versions. There is a moving one where you're doing actually moving around, but the base Qigong is done standing. But a big factor with Tai Chi and Qigong is the breathing method that's taught with it that really increases the oxygen in our system, which helps the muscles to release the stagnant emotions. But it's also one that's really easy. Like if you're having trouble standing for long periods of time, to do different type of exercises like Tai Chi or yoga, Qigong is one of the ones that you can do sitting down. It's great for people that are disabled, that are in wheelchairs and everything, because a lot of the movements are very slow, but moving a lot of energy and very much connected to the breath, and you would be amazed at how much your flexibility begins to return even when you're doing it in a sitting down position.
Is it as graceful?
Oh, yes. I got certified as an instructor in it because I was just blown away
at how Connecticut.
Beautiful it moves. And because I'm a person that I can't do any kind of rigorous exercise, I have severe spine damage to my upper spine and neck, so I have to be very careful what programs I get into. And this was one that even for me made a big difference. I mean, I could just feel the difference in my body. It would take my pain levels down and things like that. So it's one that I think is really fabulous for those that can't quite do Tai Chi or do something that's more physical. This one has a lot of great movements in it. It's very slow. It's very meditative. And it just...
Shannon, you should teach it.
I think you two should get together and, you know, for a few days and try this, because, and you're up in the west, in the Connecticut area, right?
No, now I'm actually in North Carolina.
Well,
I'm originally from Connecticut. I lived in Florida many years. I lived in Florida two different times. Yeah, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, California, Nevada. I've been across the country many times. So I'm not
Carolina's
a world traveler.
Nice.
I'm a U.S. traveler. How about that?
No, North Carolina is the place to be now, with the stones and the mountains and everything. There's so much good. It's a, you know, the two scales, the balance. But there is so much spirituality in North Carolina, and so many people are moving there because of it, just like Colorado or, you know, Taos. It's a very spiritual area. but it would be great, you know. I can't wait to see mountains. Florida is beautiful. Every night there's a beautiful sunset here, but need something else, you know.
Yeah.
Need something else.
As far as travel, yeah, there is some opportunities for you travel-wise that'll be coming up. But I do hear that one of your big focuses right now is your physical needs.
Yeah.
And the more that you get that part back to feeling more in balance for yourself, these other opportunities are going to start popping up. And it looks like at first it's going to be short, like weekend excursion type of deals where it's only a day or two, a couple of days travel, and then it's going to start building into some longer distances that you've been wanting to get into. So it is coming together. It's just right now they're like, right now you need to focus on you in the physical for these other things to align.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I used to love your name when I worked for the airlines, Shannon Airport. I always thought of that. Oh, what a beautiful name, you know, Shannon. So
thank you. Named after the river in Ireland.
Yeah. I would love to see Ireland. I never was there. And I think in spirit, I may have been there in a different time and space, because it's the green just calls to me, and the mysticism of the people of Ireland calls to me. They're kind of very joyful and,
you've
you know,
had quite
down,
a few lifetimes in that region.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah,
I think so. When I was young, I read a lot of books about reincarnation, and I'm talking about 17 to 20. And one of them was about Bridie Murphy, too. It was a very well-known, you know, reincarnation story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting. And that kind of mysticism is really beautiful. Hope to get there someday.
Yeah.
Would be very nice.
You'll get back there again. But, yeah, they are showing me that there is... there's at least six previous lifetimes that were in that region. Some of them were in Ireland. One I'm seeing traveling on a ship through the British Channel. And one is, like, located on one of the cliff sides. And I want to say that the cliff side is on the side of Ireland that faces towards Scotland.
Okay. Like Northern Ireland.
Uh-oh. 90 seconds, they say.
So that's definitely where you're... draw is coming from. It's a very familiar place for you, and there was a lot of good things that happened in those lifetimes. Of course, a few hiccups, but there was a lot of love for the area, and that's, they're telling me to let you know that, yeah, that is why that draw is so strong for you. And to keep just dabbling in that area, because it's good for your soul energy to feel that familiar love of a place and a time.
I want to interrupt you because I know we're going to go off, but one of the things that energized me the most was watching Riverdance in the old shows. What a beauty. What a beauty. Pure energy.
So it would come from those other lifetimes that you spent in the area and were so familiar with it. So that's a beautiful thing to be able to tap into. Enjoy it.
And that's what it's called, tapping, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. At least we end up in a good energy. Thank you very much. I don't want to for you to be cut off.
Thanks, Edie, for all your beautiful messages. thank you, Petey, for all your beautiful messages to me. And Shannon, thank you for being on the show and sharing your beautiful readings. And everybody, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate it so much. Have a good week, and thanks for joining us on Enter the Light. God bless.
Thank you.
We will talk to you later. Thank you, Petey. Just love you.
Bless you so much.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you.
So
bless
much.
You, Shannon. Bless bye.
Bless you as well. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
And I'm sorry, 860, that we didn't get to you. I'm really sorry. You were the last caller waiting. I'm so sorry. Darn it. Okay.